Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We take a particular identity, my Ach, as we go on. And if you can look in the past 30 years or the past 10 years, the past 5 years, you can tell that the identity that we had spiritually somehow has become altered. Or you can look into the manner in which we were prior to 2021, and then you look at the spirituality that we had compared to today. Either there is progression or digression, but a change has effected. Now, the problem with this also is that the fruit that we bear will be in accordance with our makeup, you know, how we are at a particular time. And when you look today, in the past 2-3 years, people would come with coffins and they start making videos of them raising people and giving them chicken and rice and people eating in a church service and stuff. And people would be earning something like, paying something like 21,000 rands to sit next to a pastor to a fundraiser table and all that. Let me tell you something. This one, I haven't heard you talking about it, but maybe you'll come to it. There are these shoes called prosperity shoes. They say when you buy these shoes, the last time I checked, they were about 15,000 rands. When you buy these shoes, you will march into the future, and you should make sure that you buy them at the beginning of the year. You will march into the future, and you will march on top of monies and prosperities. And there's this other one. They used to call it the blood of Jesus. It's just blood inside these small containers that they would give to people. People buy these things in churches and stuff. Quite a lot of this. The other stuff you saw, some shenanigans that are happening during the Easter. Did you see the other guy who almost got hung? Because he was being taken up, they were saying it's the resurrection, and somehow, I think Tapwe Salea Iramawaza got him. And then Anakobona Mafifi. Hey, give me a tat. But you know, and I'm doing this because when you read Hosea chapter 10, verse 1, it says, Yasharal empties his vine. He brings forth fruit for himself. Not for the Most High, for himself. According to the multiple of his fruit, he has increased the altars. Aha, bonambiano. He has increased the altars. According to the bounty of his land, they have embellished his sacred pillars, which means back to idolatry. Yasharal is found to be doing that. Which is, some of the things, I'm happy that we speak about being woke and stuff, but we should also remind ourselves of the things that make us to end up siyabudingi swayo njengamanje. And silahleke kangaka and all the, we should mention those things. And one of them is this, that in their prosperity, Yasharal also started to bring forth according to his own nature. Started to bring food forth according to his own nature. And then his nature also continued to be a nature of idolatry. And we see pillars and sacred pillars being created, altars being created. And according to the bounty of his land, he started to worship his own fruit on his own altars, instead of loving Yahuwah Elohim with all his heart and mind, having no other God. What say you, sir?
Thank you, my Achi. Hey, the problem of Yasharal is so deep. The stubbornness that is upon Yasharal, how Abba loves his people, but and then there is this disobedience, this stubbornness in, you know, that Neha Ubona Abba Ahutusite, but you would still deny Khorhasene. You'd rather be trusting somebody also Angoyele, knowing that Khorhasene is not going to be able
to
do it. There are things, you know, I was saying to a friend, get it? You could, there's things that you can live without, or and then there's things that you can't live without.
Yeah.
And those, if you look at it, I don't go to Sangomas, I'm alive, right? So it means then that it can't be where life is dependent on that or Hoyamabiken or anything. But there's things that you know, it's again, I can't live without the breath. If everybody was to be more, we would all suffocate because it's something that we need. So it's things like that that makes us notice her, that there is the higher power, there is the supreme most high, above all things, above that Sangoma even needs that air to breathe. And that is part of who Yahweh Elohim is to us. You know, when he says, I am the breath. So, but we've made a mistake of trusting in people instead of putting our trust in him. So there's a mindset shift that needs to happen, because we are waiting for the era that we've eaten these blunt grapes and our teeth. Jeremiah 33, I think the scripture speaks of the children ate sour grapes and their teeth were blunt. But there will be an era where Rikobang in alignment, and we need to pray for the spirit of Abba to come on the earth, you know, to come and take over. So we need to be watchmen, whereby we need to intercede, you know, for the nation, because we can see who the nation is so relaxed, is on a party mode, you know, doing its own things, not caring, and it's worldwide. It's not just around here in South Africa. So, and it is now trusting and believing with this awakening. The book of Daniel speaks of the books will be sealed, and then there will be a time for knowledge when the books are opened. Look at how much knowledge now is coming out to show that the era of knowledge has, you know, has come. But it is also knowledge that is not good, also knowledge that leads astray. So, Rikhoka, that spirit of discernment that will help us so that we don't get to go and worship, we don't go and do the same mistakes that our forefathers did. The scripture keeps on showing us, keeps on trying to correct us, because right now, there's a prototype that we can look at and to look and say, wow, look, every time they did sin against Abba, this is what happened to them. So how do we change our ways so that we don't get to be like our fathers, but now we start to be upright, we get to seek him, you know, we get to worship him and him alone, because he cannot be mixed with anything else, and our hearts must be cleansed. The book of Jeremiah 17, I think it's Jeremiah 17, speaks of that he searches the heart. So our hearts need to be cleansed, whereby we only are dedicated to him and him alone. So right now, we still one foot in and one foot out. Raramata. But the Irotarona, they are speaking a different language. So how do we come back where we can say, now, we need you? And I've realized something. You know, I'm looking at when a system is put into place. A system is never put into place in a very nice way where people just accept it.
Yeah.
It takes pain for a system. I'll make an example. It's like apartheid is being brought, right? It doesn't just come nicely, fella, as, you know, people had to die. You know, people had to go through hardship, whereby now the system, now people can be able to tell them and say, hey, you know what, if you don't comply with this, then hey, remoma kate. And now that's what's going to happen with us, because when the plate starts to hit, when the famine starts to hit, and now there's no food, there's no jobs, the system is starting to crumble. It will only be now when people wake up to say, eh, never one need to miss dementia. All along, and whatnot. But now they'll start to see, and by then, you'll find that many would have died. You know, so many things would have happened that are bad. Because now it's only then when it says, my people, all people, Isaiah 66, all people shall come to worship me. Because by then, if one is alive by then, because that one also the kukulela koen. Yeah, I'm in that same situation. And now it is for us to throw away every idolatry. It is for us now to no longer bring all these things to ourselves, but to remember his name, to be restored unto him, and to give esteem to the Supreme Elohim, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And then things will start now to change. Now he says to Masha, when he calls Masha, Exodus, I think chapter 7, he says, I have heard their cry. It is until when they went into this excruciating pain that they couldn't stand, because things were so hard. And now they started to change the mindset and realize, for age, I know, as Brooks Keir knew. Halala.
Halala. We take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We are talking about the sinful fruit.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Are we bearing a sinful fruit these days? And how do we know? Do we know characteristics of a sinful fruit? And we're reading in the Word, and we find explanations of what this is all about. And my question is, in the light of all this, when we look at ourselves as in a mirror, would we be able to point that indeed there are signs of a sinful fruit amongst us? Even though we preach the gospel and all that, what are some of the things that you would note and say, indeed, these are sinful fruits? You know, how about denominationalism? How about gender-based violence? All these are fruits, man. How about that? How about that? How about modified slavery, discriminations? How about hatred for other people who don't look like yourself, you know? How about the marginalization of those with disabilities? I mean, if you can go to most of our churches, they don't even accommodate people with disabilities. How about that? You know, and of course, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. I saw Muruti Ari And now we are taking the Holy Communion. And then he goes on to say, if you know your stuff, Davidson, I salute you. If you know your stuff, look at him. If you know your stuff, and you know you're strong, what I am a gum. How is it weak or biambiambiang? Am a gum with the juice ungamul. True. They were taking life, alcohol, never blaza, never bomboza. And then now the songs were becoming longer and longer and longer, and everyone was sweating, they were dancing. Ivan, what kind of fruit is that? We're asking ourselves these questions. Now I'm going to Hosea chapter 10 again, verse 13. You have plowed wickedness. You have reaped iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lies because you trusted in your own way, in the multitude of your mighty men. Sinful fruit, we start to deceive ourselves according to our own abilities, accumulations, and power. And we trust in our own philosophies, our own ways. And we plow wickedness. You know, all those things that I'm talking about. People are teaching these things to their children along the brides and saying, you must hate people like this. Don't trust that. People are inculcated with so much hatred. Man, I couldn't believe this. I was at this other place and I was driving slow, and there was this guy who was very impatient with me. And then when I parked, this guy was very angry with me. He came with his son. And then he started to call me all kinds of names in front of his son. Let alone my wife and daughter in the car. We are used to this. We are used to being called names because of the color of our skin. We are used to this. But what really hurt me is the young, tender mind that he was with. And then how this boy was listening to him in shock, but ended up laughing because this guy was calling me all kinds of anatomic female part bodies, all kinds of names that he could call me. I mean, he stood there for 5 minutes. I couldn't believe that I allowed him to even breathe. You know, he spoke all those things, and I just kept quiet and looked at him because I felt sorry for this young boy. At least my kids, I can tell them, my kids are of age. I mean, you know, I have a 23-year-old daughter. So she's old enough. She understands this thing. She meets these things every time in her workspace. And so we could understand. My wife is a professor. She understands these things are happening. But that young man in there, the inculcation, these evil ways of dealing with people were being taught to him, indirectly so. But I think he was demonstrating to the boy that he's a macho man. I just saw a drunk man, you know, here in Queenswood, here, in my own residence, here, where I live. This is the kind of fruits we see in the community. Professor.
Yeah, that's what you hear. It goes back to what we spoke about earlier, checking on the seeds that we have embraced, and we will regurgitate what we've eaten. And I would just say in that account that you just illustrated, we're looking into a person who is sick somehow, because all of this is already in him and he needs some kind of a healing, if I would say. The unfortunate thing, as you are saying, is that now a new ground is receiving that kind of a seed, and then you know, so it's like there is this the continuation of such evil things that continue to happen. So while you spoke on that, I just thought of self-control, that when people lose self-control, they end up doing things that are ungodly, that are outside of themselves. Second Peter chapter 1, I just want to focus on verse 6 of that, because that's where I'm going to draw out self-control. It's also there in the Galatians 5. So it says, and to knowledge, self-control. and to self-control, perseverance. But I was just going to focus on here because some people claim to know something, claim to be knowledgeable, claim to be wiser than others, but you don't see the fruit of that knowledge that they have because they still lack self-control. So if they are still ruled by emotions, controlled by what they see, controlled by the surroundings, so it means this sinful fruit takes over them, because God wants us to always bear the fruit of self-control. Mm. So when people are unable to bear the fruit of self-control, automatically they are no longer in the spirit. They always act in the flesh. So when we act in the flesh, we'll always bear the fruit of the flesh, which is enmity to God, because we cannot bear the fruit of the flesh and still be in the Lord. So these are the things that we speak about when we speak of the sinful fruit, which is a fruit that is contrary to the will of the Father. So I just want you to quickly go again to the scripture of Deuteronomy 29 verse 18, where we also see the sinful fruit as rebellion that happens in the heart of man. And it says, and so it may not happen when he hears the words of this curse that he blesses himself in his heart. I'll have peace even though I follow the dictates of my heart, as though the drunkard could be included with the sober. So in other words, we are following the dictates of our hearts, rebelling against the will of the Father. So this is the fruit, again, that is born out of our own will, out of the flesh. So as soon as we bear the fruit of the flesh, we are rebelling against the Lord. And rebellion is sin that God does not approve of. So this is what we must know, particularly as the people of God. We continue to hear the word, but we are unable to bear the fruit of the word that we have heard. Some of us, we deliberately work against the word. We know what the word says, but then I will choose to interpret it my way, rebelling against the word, disobeying God, and doing as the world does, as my peers expect me. So in other words, I end up conforming, which is a sinful fruit as well. Conformation is a fruit that most believers are under, and they always fall under conformation because they want to belong. So the minute you don't want to satisfy God's will and you want to satisfy somebody else because you want to belong to a certain class based on your societal status, that is also a sinful fruit, which is enmity to God, because you start walking in the flesh. You start satisfying the desires of the flesh. You satisfy your friends and your class. And most of these things that we are satisfying are outside of the will of God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard you earlier on talking about these people who defile the bodies of women in public. You know, so when we lose conscience of who we are and how we should carry ourselves and behave around other people, these are the things, again, that become the fruit of what we see. When we have killed our conscience, when we can no longer fear God, so the loss of fear of the Lord is also another a sinful fruit. If I cannot fear God and there's nothing in me that says this is wrong, this is against God, and I'm already and automatically bearing a sinful fruit.
I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. I'm talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and also Baruch Yah. We are touching on this, the issue of a sinful fruit, what it is even all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. You can drop us a voice note also, that is on the WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Otherwise, you can talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Babongani, welcome.
Sakubona ke mfundisi Ray namagest akho ke nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit.
Siyabonga.
Isihloko Sinful Fruit. Izithelo zesono. Sifunda ke encwadini ke yabase Galatia ke isahluko u5 verse ke u17 kuya ku25. Kodwa ke ngizofunda ke u19 kuya ke ku22. Ifundeka kanje, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, reveries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. These are the fruit or consequences of sin. Fruit of sin is death in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The fruit of sin leads to death, and death refers to both physical and spiritual. Both speak of separation from God. Sin leads to iniquity, slavery, and shame. You can read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. We can read also in Genesis chapter 4, verse 11 to 14. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be on the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. 14, surely you have driven me out of this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. And it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me. Isono siyamenza umuntu ke ukuthi ke abe umalala phayiphi ke kube ke isithelo ke lesi semsebenzi emibi eyenzwa ke ngumuntu. Uma ke ubabona ke abanye ke besemgwaqeni bezulazula benganandawo yokuhlala, kubangelwa ke yilesi sithelo, babe ke ngomalala phayiphi. Job chapter 4 verse 8, even I have seen those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same. Uvuna lokhu okutshalayo. Uma utshala ke okubi, uyovuna okubi. Uma utshala okuhle, uyovuna ke okuhle. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 and Proverbs chapter 22 verse 8. Job 5 verse 2, for wrath kills a foolish man, and Envy slays a simple one. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 20 and 21. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and debt. 21. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. Kwababi isithelo ikungabike nokuthula ke kuyisithelo sakhona ke leso. Mark 7:20-23. Jesus says, for from within, out of the heart of man, proceeds evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. 23, all these evil things come from within and defile a man. Umuntu ungcoliswa ke into ke ephuma ke emlonyeni wakhe. Romans chapter 7 verse 5, for when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 3, for you are still carnal, for where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like merry men? Umuntu ke uba ke umhambuma uma ke esenza ke okubi uthela ke lesi sithelo kuba ke umhambuma andike nabantu ke abanochuku abantu ke abanodlame kuyisithelo ke sesono ke leso. Angibongeke uNkulunkulu ke anibusiseke egameni lika Jesu Christu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu. Amen.
Amen. Babongane, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi kubusise baba. Thank you so much for such a meaningful explanation.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Israel GD, thank you.
Khotso yamurana Jesu Kriste ibelwena Dr. Ray.
Dumela pa.
Hamwa le ba America ofela. Basali moya sa radio pulpit that work botata ba kireke ya testament e ntsha ke bonana ri papisitse le lefatshe mme o bane ri papisitse le lefatshe ha ho ka mo sebe ska ske be ra skira tsa moya nka sona ho bane kireke ya morena Jesu Kriste ya tshintsena ipapisa le lefatshe ene lentse ya modimo ba roba mong le re riske re ipapisa le lefatshe ba riske ba motswalle le lefatshe ba no ba motswalle le lefatshe ke u ipea sera ho modimo ke a le bo ntate le ba mamedi
morena wetse antle ntate wa ka re a le bo ha morena wetse antle morena ka danki
real radio for real people serving a real god tune in to radio pulpit 657 am download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Okay, Memorin.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mama.
Brother Ray.
Thank you.
And good evening to all the pastors. Good evening to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Yes, it is true. We are delivering the message, Tina, as children of the Most High. I'll start by singing and saying, The Lord is my shepherd all the time. The Lord is my shepherd all the time. 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 The Lord is my shepherd all the time. The Lord is my shepherd all the time. 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 Here is the word that I am bringing, Psalms 23. The Lord, the shepherd of his people. It's a psalm of David. Psalms 23, verse 1, it reads as follows. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. When God leads you, he leads you into righteous path for his name's sake. So that yena ajabule yena. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. He is with us, no matter what happens. Little, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That is why I say, the Lord is my shepherd all the time. The Lord is my shepherd all the time. And here is another way that I am bringing. It's in Matthew chapter 5. This was the teaching of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was teaching his disciples. Matthew chapter 5 from verse 1, it reads as follows. And seeing the multitude, he went up on a mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, because of Jesus, he is a good teacher. He taught them. Verse 3, he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Yes, Tina, we hunger, we thirst for righteousness all the time. These are the teachings of Jesus Christ. As the word says, Lapawuti, he opened his mouth and taught them. Verse 6, Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. When you are pure in heart, you will see God, because of God looks at the heart of the people. He doesn't look the face of a person. He doesn't look the ubuso bomuntu or umzimbo womuntu ukuthi umuntu ume kahle or muhle or umubi unjani. He looks at the heart. So that is why the word in verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. When you are a peacemaker, you have been called a son of God or a daughter of God because of you are a peacemaker. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before me. Before Jesus Christ, the prophets were persecuted. Here is the word that I am bringing. Good evening, my brother, listeners of Radio Pulpit, and all the pastors. Here is the word I have brought. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ma'am Maureen. We really appreciate. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. Of course, we are Radio Pulpit 657 Medium Wave.
Matafala moyeng ka go thieletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama. Thieletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentjwa la modimo. Go tiisetsa tshepo pelong ya gago. Thieletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go arega moyeng.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Let's listen to Frank. Hey, Frank.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Hi.
Before saying what I want to say, I just want to say that I am young by age as well as by knowledge. So I need corrections because what I say sometimes it might not be 100% correct. So I was reading Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 2. It says, do not add or subtract from these commands I am giving you. Just obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you. So according to my understanding, I think Moses was simply saying the commandments were enough for us to follow. We do not have to add anything. We do not have to subtract anything. So whatever that is now added, it's a sin. Whatever that is now implemented in churches, it's a sin because the commandments were enough for us to follow, and we were not supposed to subtract any one of them. So all of the things that are now added in churches, I think they are sinful fruits. But I am welcome to be corrected, as I said, that I am young, and I started I only started reading the Bible last year. I am 24.
Thank you so much, Frank. Thank you so much. It's a good start. You're on the right track, man. Anything that is contrary to the will of the Father, please, when you have time, just go and read Galatians chapter 5, the whole of it, you know, Galatians chapter 5, so that you can see the fruits there. and also read John 15, you know, just the whole of it, and check it out, you know. It's good to start with. It's good to start with. Anyway, it is 5 minutes before the hour 8.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Mayachi, let me give you 1.5 minutes and also give Professor Bui 1.5 minutes. We see the word is speaking about this, and I just quoted Galatians 5, and with you, verses 19 to 20. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies. All these are indicative, as you said earlier on, of the flesh. This is the sinful fruit. Take your minute, Mayachi.
Thank you, Ach. It is absolutely true, Ach. And hence I say we have to develop the desire. And the more we have the desire, the more we stay in the Word, the more we trust in Him, and we strive to be better people by spending, reading the commandments and putting them into practice, then it helps us to start to leave out or cut off some habits that have been of the flesh. So we start to be better people. We start to see the beauty of the Word, you know, and it gives us the light, it gives us direction. Because you start to be able to identify, wow, this is what I've been doing, like you're referring the gentleman, the 24-year-old, to the book of Galatians. Now, you read it, and when he reads it, he can say, okay, look, this is who I was. And now we start to change, to start to develop and grow the fruits of the Ruach, and we become better people. In closing, Matthew chapter 7:17 says, so every good tree yields good fruit, but a rotten tree yields wicked fruit. A good tree is unable to yield wicked fruit, and a rotten tree to yield good fruit. So every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then, by their fruits, we shall know them. Not everyone who says to me, Master, Master, shall enter the reign of the heavens, but he who is doing the desires of my Father in heaven. Halala.
Halala. And Galatians chapter 5 from verse 21 speaks also of these things, man. Envy, murders, drunkenness, and the like, revelries. Beforehand I told you, even in times of the past, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of the Most High, the kingdom of Him. We should be careful. When we bear these fruits, we won't inherit the kingdom. Professor, your 1 minute?
Yes, that's correct. Thank you, my brother. I think each and every one of us must fight to do the right thing. We need to fight to bear the right fruit. We must not be like Cain in Genesis 4, where God says to Cain, if you do not do the right thing, these things will be befalling you. But if you do right, you will be accepted. So in other words, we need to fight to do right, fight to align with the Word, so that you can bear the right fruit. Thank you so much, brother. Blessings to you and blessings to your family. Blessings to brother Baruch as well and all our listeners. In the name of the Lord. Amen.
Blessings to you, Professor, and to your family. Blessings to you, Mayachi, and blessings to your family too, sir.
Blessings to you, Ma'ach, and to you, Professor Bui, and to the listeners of Radio Pulpit, until we meet again. Halala.
Halala. Next week we are talking about spiritual progress, hindrances to spiritual progress. We will be touching on that. That is happening next week. Thank you so much, and good night. And of course, also To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you for the voice notes. Thank you for the calls. We really appreciate. Thank you for the messages. To the King above all else, we give him the glory. It's not our doings, it is the doings of the one above. Tuda Rabba.
Tapelo ya motho yo lokileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.